Yesterday, Saraji had finished answering 14 questions about Satipatthana practice according to the text, combining with the teachings of the late Venerable Mahasi Saraji as much as Saraji could. And it was not in detail, but it includes the main gist. And if the yogis have listened attentively, they would have understood. And if they listen attentively and taking it with reflection and prudence, it is quite satisfactory. But if one is practicing, if one is listening, not paying attention, or even if he or she listens, but if he or she rejects, as the talk may not be according to what he or she have learned before, then the person will not have faith and confidence in these teachings completely, and his or her belief will be different. And the person will be going distant from Satipatthana practice, and the person will become stranger to the practice, so that the wholesomeness will not have chance to arise, and instead there will be unwholesomeness, just the opposite of wholesomeness, and there will be bad consequences. And the person will be doing dukkha-citta, evil conduct, the unwholesomeness. And if the person does not have faith and confidence, or if the faith and confidence is weak, the person cannot stay without doing unwholesome deeds. It will be difficult for the person to refrain from unwholesomeness, and it will be difficult to do wholesomeness, and the person loses to cultivate wholesomeness that uplift the life. If the person does not have faith and confidence on these, the cause and effect Dhamma, or if the person has very little faith and confidence, then his or her belief will not be correct. And the person has to do wholesome deeds, even though he or she does not want, and the person does more of the unwholesome deeds. If the door is open, any kind of person can come in, bad ones, good ones can come in. If there is lack of mindfulness, the door will be open for greed, anger, delusion, conceit, wrong view. And if the person is overwhelmed by these unwholesome mental states, the person does unwholesome deeds. The person does strong unwholesome deeds. If a person walks on two legs, the weight will be balanced. But if the person just stands on one leg, then there will be lots of weight and pressure on the leg that is standing. If the person lifts up the wholesomeness leg and just stand on the unwholesome leg, the person is sure to get suffering, and the person's life will be destitute, lacking happiness. And as the person is doing unwholesome deeds, his or her life will be inferior, degraded, lacking happiness, prosperity, and his or life will, he or she will that kind of inferior, degrading life. But mada, negligence, failure will overwhelm that kind of person, and it will even be carried onto the future existence. In this life, if the unwholesome Dhamma are overwhelming the person, then the person cannot hope for purity in body, speech, and mind. As the person just stands on the unwholesome leg, then the person is sure to ruin his or her life. Then the person will become rude person, bad person, and the person will not be uplifted from that state of rudeness and grossness. And the person, morality has declined and deteriorated in this life, and the person is not recognized by other people as good. The mind will be unruly, stray, and the person will not have humane mind, and the person does not know the truth. The person does not know the true happiness, and lack of knowledge, the person does not have prudence or reasoning power, and the person becomes rude and bad, and it is a pity. If the person does not have the spiritual resistance, spiritual stamina, and if the person encounters difficulty, the person cannot cope with it. Not having knowledge, the person does not have the spiritual stamina, and the person will not be able to withstand the difficulties. In the body, if the person does not have physical strength, the person cannot withstand tiredness, heat, or cold. So one needs the physical resistance. Not having physical resistance, the person does not have the body defense from heat, cold, and tiredness. In the same way, if the mind is not mature, the person will not have spiritual resistance, and the person will not be able to withstand good and bad conditions. So, in order to have spiritual resistance, one needs the spiritual strength. And one needs to practice in order to have spiritual resistance so that one will have good defense from greed, anger, delusion. When the person comes across things that arouse greed, anger, one should have the spiritual resistance, one should have knowledge, and one should have maturity that will enable the person to withstand these conditions. So one needs to strengthen one's mind so that one will have spiritual stamina. In Pali, it is called bala, power or strength, meaning that there is no shakiness. Whatever kind of situation one comes across, one will not be shaken. And it is said to be tira, it is said to be firm, full of power, full of resistance, full of stamina. So one needs these mental strength. One needs to fulfill these mental strength. These mental strengths do not come automatically, but one has to cultivate deliberately. One should cultivate these mental strength deliberately. When pamada, negligence, failure, heedlessness is overwhelming, then the strength, the mental strength, will decline, deteriorate. Having pamada, negligence, failure, heedlessness, the person lets one's mind go free on evil conducts. Letting one's mind go free, one commits the sexual misconduct, one becomes unruly, committing bodily misconduct, verbal misconduct, and mental misconduct. In this way, the person indulges in these misconduct without any control. Not having the mental strength, when they come across good things to see, good things to hear a little, they will become happy with these objects, and they will even want more and more. They seek more and more pleasure, and they are not content with what they have. They look for more and more, and their defilements grow bigger and bigger. And they let their mind go free on the sensual object, sensual desire, without any control. And they will not have the opportunity to fulfill their mental strength. While having this opportunity to practice meditation, rather than practicing diligently, continuously, meticulously, some of them are practicing not meticulously, in stop and go manner, and they are letting their mind go free on pamada, and pamada overwhelms the person, and the person does not have reasoning power, and the person does not cultivate mental strength. And when coming across the objects that arouse lobha, dosa, moha, these defilements overwhelm the person, and the person is not able to withstand good and bad conditions. The person cannot withstand worldly conditions. And most of the people in the world, they cannot withstand these worldly conditions, and because they are lacking reasoning power and they are lacking mental strength. Everyone needs to have the spiritual resistance. Just as the body needs physical strength, in the same way, the mind needs the mental strength. and one needs to examine whether one has this spiritual strength. One needs to have patisankhana bala. It is the firm knowledge, being unshaken by lack of reasoning. So one should initiate this mental strength, and one should increase and cultivate this mental strength so that this mental strength will become stronger and stronger. And one needs to practice Satipatthana meditation in order to cultivate this mental strength. Through the practice of Satipatthana, one will cultivate Bhavana Bala, the power of mental development, and one will be cultivating Sada Bala, the faith, power of faith and confidence, the Viriya Bala, the power of courage, power of effort, and Sati Bala, the power of mindfulness, protecting the mind from the defilement so that the mind will be safe and secure. Samadhi Bala, the power of keeping the mind calm, collected on the object. When the Samadhi Bala is strong, one discerns the Nama Rupa distinctly, and one cultivates knowledge stage by stage. It is Panya Bala, power of knowledge. And there is moral shame. One feels shameful to lose, to note the object. It is Hiri Bala, power of moral shame. And also, one has fear to have degraded mind. It is Uttapa Bala, the power of moral fear. So these are the mental strength, mental powers. So these mental strength can be called the wholesomeness that are blameless, pure, clean. So these powers are wholesome, pure, and clean, gentle, and lovable. And one gains happiness by having these powers, mental powers that are wholesome. In order to have these mental strength, one needs to practice at this time, at this young age, at this kind of place, and it is most suitable to practice, to cultivate this mental strength. It is the most suitable time, most suitable age, most suitable place to practice, to cultivate this mental strength. And as Yaraji explained, the first part of life is most suitable for practice while one is still young, while there are favorable circumstances convenient for the practice, while there is the suitable time for practice, while there are people who will help in the Dhamma practice, and while having this kind of suitable place for practice where there are all the favorable conditions to practice. So one should practice while having all these favorable conditions that are conducive for practice. So Saraji consider that yogis are here to take this advantage, having all these suitable conditions which are conducive for practice so that they can practice in time to fulfill this mental strength. And In order to fulfill this mental strength, in order to have this bala, the mental power, one needs to practice dipatthana, meditation. One should have faith and confidence in the practice. One should have the strong desire to gain the benefits of practice. And one should practice diligently in order to fulfill this mental strength, mental power. So having the determination, one comes to the meditation center at this time. So it takes viriya, effort, the courage to give up the worldly pleasure in order to come to this retreat. And one should have the courage to lose sleep, to be patient with whatever is given, whatever the conditions, and having patience with food, having the courage to withstand physical and mental tiredness, and one should have the viriya sisa, one should have the effort, courage as chief. There are three stages of effort: arambha dhatu, initial effort. And when one encounters difficulties, it is the nature of a person to withdraw. And in the practice, when one encounters difficulty, one should not give up. One should not let laziness overwhelm him or her. And one should boost up the effort. It is nikama dhatu, the element of step-up effort in order to overcome difficulty and laziness. And when the person gets to Uddiyabhayajnana, the knowledge into fast arising and passing away, and if the person gets to Uddiyabhayajnana, if he or she continues to practice diligently, the person is sure to attain supramundane knowledge in this life. So, as the person has attained at least the Uddiyabhayajnana, one should practice further in order to reach the goal. It is parakama dhatu, the element of putting effort stage by stage until one finally reaches one's goal. So one should practice exerting effort stage by stage so that one will be totally free from the gravity of inferior mental defilements. So one has to exert all these three stages of effort, and there needs to be viriya sisa. One should have effort as chief. Practicing with effort as chief, one knows the object without missing, without failing. So deep mindfulness is cultivated. The impurity such as laziness have no chance to arise, having viriya, effort. Having effort, one does not accept the defilements from arising. One repels the defilements. And the purity arises. The mind is wholesome, pure, clean, blameless. By noting the object with effort every single second, the mind becomes wholesome, and the wholesome mind will arise continuously, one after another, so that there will be the energy of wholesome mind. Sati, mindfulness, is cultivated. Samadhi, concentration is cultivated, and banya, knowledge, is cultivated, and one feels satisfied, peaceful, happy, and the practice gains momentum, and one maintains the quality of the practice so that the practice does not deteriorate, and the virtue of the Dhamma become stronger and stronger, the wholesomeness becomes stronger and stronger by asserting three stages of effort. It is called bhavana. Bhavana means developing, cultivating, increasing the wholesome mind and knowledge so that the mind becomes from small to big, from tender to ripe, from less to many. And sadha, faith and confidence, viriya, effort, sati, mindfulness, samadhi, concentration, become stronger and stronger. These mental strength, mental power, arise when one gets to the stage of Udiyabhaya Jnana, insight into fast arising and passing away of the objects. When the person attains Udiyabhaya Jnana, there arises illumination due to the knowledge that becomes sharp. The example is given: if one cuts cucumber with a very sharp knife, it cuts very nicely and clearly, precisely. And at this stage of Udiyabhaya Jnana, knowledge becomes very clear-cut. Effort becomes very strong. Piti, there is joy. There is peacefulness, happiness. One feels light. And there is much comfort. There is the lightness, elasticity, proficiency in the noting, and one cultivates honesty. So such kind of states arise amazingly. At this stage, sadha, faith and confidence, is called adhimokkha, resolute faith, coming into acceptance, confirmation, decision that this practice is correct. And viriya, effort, at this stage is called pagaha, the persistent effort, that the momentum of effort increases. It does not stagnate in the middle. It does not decline, but the momentum of effort goes up and up. And viriya, effort, goes up and up, and at this stage, sati is called upatthana. Whenever the object arises, the noting mind is firmly established on the object. And as there is firm, steady, established mindfulness, the mind falls calm, collected on the object, samadhi, concentration becomes strong. Hiri and uttapa, moral shame and moral fear, is cultivated. One builds up honesty, and one is honest that one even confesses and admits his or her wrongdoings or weaknesses. And faith and confidence become unshaken. Effort, viriya, is unshaken. The word bala, meaning power, is described as akampana, means unshaken. So these mental strength, viriya, sati and samadhi, effort, mindfulness and concentration, becomes amazingly strong. Hiri and otapa, moral shame and moral fear, becomes amazingly strong. And as the person practices further diligently, the person is sure to attain supramundane knowledge in this very life. The person is sure to become a sotapanna by continuing the practice further, practicing diligently. Faith and confidence become very strong that even if he or she is persuaded by a big reward, the person will not be persuaded. And even if somebody else come and say, I will kill you, but the person is courageous to even risk his or her own life if there needs to be. And even if the person comes across eloquent speakers who can even make the statue smile, but the person will not be persuaded even by them. And there is courage to refrain from unwholesomeness, the courage to perform wholesomeness. And mindfulness is firmly established. So these mental strength become strong amazingly at the stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana. At the stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, the beautiful mental states such as sadha, faith and confidence, sati, mindfulness, samadhi, concentration, hiri and uttapa, moral shame and moral fear. So these beautiful mental states arise strongly that make the mind beautiful. And the mind becoming beautiful by these beautiful mental states, and the vipassana knowledge become mature, and one will not do things that are ugly and polluted, and one will not be unruly. So one should practice at least till one reaches Uddiyabhaya Jnana. By reaching Uddiyabhaya Jnana, if the person continues the practice diligently, it is sure that he or she can attain supramundane knowledge in this very life. And one will gain assurance and guarantee by attaining the path and fruition knowledge. One should have viriya as the chief. There should be viriya sisa. One should practice with diligent effort as the chief. Viriyato gainama kama nasi chati. The person who makes the diligent effort, there is no such thing that he or she cannot accomplish so long as the person exerts diligent effort in the practice. The person is sure to gain the goal, and the person is sure to succeed by exerting diligent effort. So Saroji encourages, while having this opportunity, without exerting three stages of effort, one should not be dreaming for these benefits. It is sure that they will not get these benefits if they are not exerting the three stages of effort. And Buddha did not say that by having faith and confidence, the person will be saved. If the person is lacking faith and confidence, the person will go to hell. And Buddha did not say such thing. Buddha showed the way. Buddha gave accurate guidance and instructions, and one should practice accordingly, according to these guidance and instructions to gain benefit. So it is not like the Creator asking people to believe in him so that people go to heaven. People who do not believe will go to hell. It is no such thing. Buddha did not teach that way. If the person believes in Creator, that if the person believes in Him, the person will go to heaven. So if the person believes thus, the person will not make effort and his or her ability will decline. Buddha only showed the way. Buddha guided the way. The person himself or herself should practice according to these teachings of the Buddha so that they will gain benefit. So things that is gained easily is not precious. One needs to assert three stages of effort in the practice so that one will be accomplished in the Dhamma. And Saraji encourages the yogis to practice with diligent effort. And while they go back home, Saraji encourages them to take the method of practice and to practice at home as much as possible. So there are 24 hours, and within the 24 hours, one should at least give half an hour for practice, and if one can, at least 1 hour for practice. And Saraji strongly encourages that you continue the practice at home as much as you can, giving at least half an hour or 1 hour within 24 hours. And tomorrow, Saraji will give the farewell talk, and this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.